Will you prepare your hearts for a time of prayer? Most wonderful and gracious and loving God, we know that you are in this place with us. We know that you never leave us. We know that through it all, the joys and the pains and the sorrows and the loss and the birth of newborn babies, you are with us. And you're not going to let us go. And you know, that's pretty much where we are right now, especially on this day, God. We don't like death. We don't like to lose people we love. We don't understand. But you do. You do. And so we count on you. We turn to you and we say, thank you. May we be the church as we support and love and walk through this time together. So thank you for being with us. Thank you for these names that we have lifted up, for these joys, for little boys coming home, and for all the things that bring us so much joy in our lives. But we ask you to be with us also in the pain, in the faraway daughter, who we want so badly to be the prodigal, come home. We claim that that will happen this day. In the lives of those who are struggling with the disease, who have lost those that they love so dearly, who are wondering how they're going to make it through this day, much less this month and Christmas season and all that brings with it. We just pray that you would give strength. And just that calm, calm assurance that all is well. As we worship here together, as we come to this table, as we remember those saints who have gone before us on this All Saints Sunday, we pray that you would just open our hearts really, really wide so that even in the midst of all the things that are happening in this world, in this community, in our very lives, that you would break through it all. And that we would sense your presence in a way that we have not. And that you would touch us and we would feel your love. And then we would go and share that love with all we need. That's all we know how to do. So we thank you, Father. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who gave us some wonderful tips on how to do that. Who saved us from ourselves. Who taught us how to be more like you. May we just go out there and try. We love you, Father, and we do pray this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen and amen. Mm-hmm.